Yeah, look, we're delighted to get the one. Start the year off on the right foot. It's obviously ideal. Yeah, just it was a really good weekend and very tricky event. And yeah, lo I learned lots.
Yeah, I know watching it on the BRC social media channel at the end, you didn't know really what the lay of the land was. They were sort of giving it to you as runner up, but that all changed very quickly. Obviously, you were given time back from an earlier stage nine, and you were also given a wrong time in stage five. So there was a wee bit of confusion at the end, but eventually it did go your way. Kyle, were you confident that that was going to happen?
Yeah, for sure. Look, we knew there was a timing issue in stage five where 6 seconds, it was 6 seconds out. But unfortunately, we got a minute penalty on stage nine, and it was out of our control. It was the organizers' mistake. So we knew once we got that rectified that we had it won. You know, even though we didn't need the 6 seconds that we lost. You know, but. We're just happy to get the time fixed. A few competitors had problems with times throughout the day, but we knew it was all good on our side, thank God. So
Yeah.
we just knew that they're going to sort it. So once we knew that was sorted, we're on the top step of the podium then.
Yeah. And listen, the young drivers of Ireland are going very well at the moment. The top three places was all Irish drivers, and obviously backed by the Motorsport Ireland Academy as well. And I know, speaking to some drivers at the recent Donegal Motor Club Championship Awards, that the academy has really taken things in the right direction, and I suppose the weekend results on the round of the BRC is proof of that again.
Yeah, 100%. Oisin, it was a proud moment for me and the academy to share the podium with two other academy members. And look, we had great racing all day, and it's a privilege to be in the academy, and it just shows the input that the academy has to have three drivers at top step of the junior BRC, and also William, who won the event outright. So yeah, the academy came out in force at the weekend there, and it proves what they're trying to do, and it has truly paid off. But I can't thank the academy enough for their support to me, and along with the rest of my sponsors that I have on board, McCormick Contracts and FDR Car Sales and CBM Signs, MCL Plastering, Dewey Bros, Ferry's Garage, Carndonagh Tyre Centre, and huge thanks to Barry and Dad at BDM Motorsport for running the car all weekend. They made a fabulous job to keep the car running top form. And yeah, thanks to my navigator, Darragh Mullen, who did a fantastic job on the notes, keeping me on the straight and narrow throughout the event. It was a super tricky event with very, very tough conditions throughout the stages. So the grip level was very demanding and changed a lot throughout the event. So it was very tricky to judge it. But thankfully, we got to the end. And yeah, great start to our year.
Yeah, fantastic start, but you're going to have a big X in your back now going into the next round, because the rest of them will be all looking at you and seeing that Kyle McBride's the man to chase down as you head to the Carlisle Rally.
Yeah, look, that's for sure. But I think we're all every day we go out, somebody's the man to beat. So it's trying to have everything done as best you can before you head to the event, and try and be on the pace. Some days it's not that easy, but it's great to be able to have a good race with my other fellow academy members, because look, it's helping me and it's helping them that we're racing each other, because there's no point walking away with something because you learn nothing. So I think it's a huge advantage to have a race, and you have to stick your neck out at times, and that's when you realize what the car can do and sometimes cannot do. But that's what I want, is always the race. And yeah, it's never going to be easy anyways, because there's a lot of fast Rally 4 drivers in Ireland and UK. So it's great to be in the mix, but looking forward to learning more with the car throughout the year and working with the academy, and keep on developing.
Just finally then, is the overall target now winning this British Junior Rally Championship outright? I know you just missed out in the Stellantis Cup last year, but the BRC Junior title, is that the one you want this year, Kyle?
Yeah, for sure. Look, this is what we want. This is our plan. We have a program in place to do the full championship with the help and the support from the academy and my personal sponsors. So our main focus is the British Junior British Rally Championship. I've did it this past 2 years. So came runner up 2 years ago, came third last year. So hopefully we can go one better this year, and we've learned lots throughout the year, so we've a good bit of experience. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the events, and it's not going to be an easy task, but I'm up for the challenge.
Okay, listen, Kyle, many thanks for talking to us. Well done in your result last week, and we wish you all the best in the next number of rounds.
Cheers, Oisin. Thanks for having me on.